Faith and Action, February 15th. And ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. A neglected work remains to be done, and we are to repent of our indifference toward this work, and pray for spiritual discernment to see and to sense, as we should, its urgent needs. To us has been entrusted enlightening, saving truth. All about us are multitudes who have never yet been enlightened. To these we must proclaim the life-saving truths of the third angel's message. We are to hunt for souls, laboring with all diligence to communicate to others that which is for their eternal welfare. The unwarned multitudes are fast becoming the sport of the evil one. Satan is leading them into many forms of folly and self-pleasing. Many are seeking for that which is novel and startling, their minds are far from God and the truths of His Word. At this time, when the enemy is working as never before to engross the minds of men and women, and turn them from the truth, we should be laboring with increasing activity in the highways and also in the byways. Diligently, interestedly, we are to proclaim the last message of mercy in the cities, the highways, and the work is not to end there, but is to extend into the surrounding settlements and in the country districts, into the byways and the hedges. All classes are to be reached. As we labor, we shall meet with various nationalities. None are to be passed by, unwarned. The Lord Jesus was the gift of God to the entire world, not to the higher classes alone, and not to any one nationality, to the exclusion of others. His saving grace encircles the whole world. Whosoever will may drink of the water of life freely. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But there is earnest work to be done. The gospel invitation is to be given in every place, for how shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? The Lord desires his people to arise and do their appointed work. The responsibility rests not upon the ministry alone. The lay members of the church are to share the burdens of soul saving. The Lord now calls upon those who have a knowledge of the truth for this time, to arouse from their lethargy, and become true missionaries in His service. Time is short, and the Lord's work must be done without further delay, to W.C. White.